Like he did 2 weeks ago when the council first considered the ordinance banning public pot use, Councilman Tom McGee again raised many concerns over how the measure would be enforced. McGee presented several smoking devices during the meeting that he says were loaned to him by a local smoke shop proprietor and that he says make his point on how difficult, if not impossible, it would be for business owners and other laymen to identify and determine whether such a device is being used for pot.
This is a cigarette designed specifically to smoke a herb of any type that can be carried in this little unit right here.
McGee says the devices and other odorless methods of marijuana consumption, such as pot-infused edibles, will make it hard for businesses to comply with the ordinance. He moved to amend it to delete businesses from a list that defines public places where pot could not be consumed, and to delete language that requires a marijuana consumer to take, quote, reasonable precautions to ensure the consumption does not create a nuisance for neighbors or passersby.
It's one thing to say we don't want you to consume the product of choice outside the privacy of your home, but it's another to pretend that we have any ability to enforce it.
That triggered more than an hour of debate over what constitutes a nuisance. Councilman Michael Welch asked City Police Chief Steve Dutra to weigh in on how he might define it.
I think if there's a large party outside and everybody's smoking in the backyard and there's a huge amount of smoke drifting into the neighbors, you know, that may be something that would be considered a nuisance.
Dutra says there'd be many other situations in which pot consumption may be considered a nuisance, and he says he agrees the word needs to be defined for legal purposes. Councilwoman Elizabeth Holm offered amendments to specify the consumption as a visible or odorous nuisance, or even a disruption to a neighbor or passerby's, quote, mental tranquility. Holm likened the ordinance to others that set limits on loud music and parties that continue on late into the night.
You have a right to smoke marijuana on your property, but we also want to protect the bordering properties to make sure that it's a pleasant situation for everybody.
Mayor Bryce Ward cautioned council members against overreaching with their amendments and encouraged them to stick with the language that City Attorney Zane Wilson had approved. In the end, the council defeated both McGee's and Holmes' amendments and approved the ordinance as it was presented, 6-1, with McGee dissenting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.